business, going to college. I remember the first time I went to medical school, they accepted 100 men and 5 women or 5 girls. And then they got us aside and said, look, we do not want women in medicine. You are taking a man's job. You will not get up at night and take care of people. You are going to get married, and all the money the government has invested in an education is gone down the drain. So we're going to try to flunk you. So in spite of all our struggle to finally get into medical school, you know there were 500, 600 applicants and they would only take 5 women. It was rough, but we finally made it. And I remember at first the boys looked down at us. They, women had no business in medicine. And one time we were going up the elevator, several classmates of mine and myself, and there was this nice, handsome ex-football player from Rice Institute. Everybody looked at him because he was so handsome and so strong. And he was a medical student. He looked down at me and says, what are you doing here in medical school? Don't you know it? This is a man's world. Don't you know a woman's place is at home with children and a husband? So I looked up, oh, honey, I didn't know you cared. Are you proposing?
Ahorita en esta recepción aquí en Corpus Christi hoy este día el viernes septiembre 13 en el Mary Hotel, una recepción dada por the Women of Texas. Betty Turner, City Council.
We've
speaking now.
Been there because indeed it was a moving occasion, and I think all of us were very, very proud that we had somebody, one of our own, being inducted. We're also pleased and honored to be able to be here to honor all of those people in front of us who were nominated for that position. Certainly each one of these people have made substantial contributions to our community in this state, and we are very proud to have been able to recognize each one of you here today, and you particularly, Dr. Cleo. The Texas Women's Hall of Fame was the idea of the Governor's Commission on Women that was appointed a little more than a year ago by Governor Mark White. The commission consists of 29 women from all parts of Texas, and as someone said earlier, the 3 local commission members are Rosita Gutierrez, Linda Dorsey, and yours truly. It has
once expressed it so well that in each of us there is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening, which is translated through you into action. And because there's only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist and will be lost. The world will but never have it. And the world needs it. So here we are to celebrate Texas and women. How great, how really great to have a governor who does not block our energies and our talents. And who believes that women should be not only a real voice, but a real power. How great it is to have a state government that is the pace setter in fairness and to set the public example of appointing and promoting women. How great thou art, Governor, how great thou art. For never has the climate of Texas been so favorable to women. Let's work it up and let's live it up. The Governor's Commission on Women, which I represent here, is revived, it's lively, it's a guardian of fairness. And part of our job is helping the governor find qualified women for state appointments. That didn't take a minute. The governor started office by naming Sarah Weddington to head the Office of Federal State Elections Relations. ...39 appointments of women followed. He's still at it. Just last week, he named Myra McDaniel as Secretary of State. And not Myra and Sarah. All of 84. 240 women. And more to come, I'm told. 240 appointments by the governor of Texas, more than all women appointees of all past governors put together. Yes, Mark, you even found a housewife smart enough for the Public Utilities Commission. Well, this week, all over Texas, there have been celebrations. 19 cities have honored the women of their communities. Some well-known women, some little-known women, all leaders. In Austin, Beaumont, Corpus, Dallas, El Paso, Fort Worth, Galveston, Longview, Houston, Brownsville, Edinburgh, Laredo, Lubbock, San Angelo, San Antonio, San Marcos, Texarkana, Temple and Wichita Falls, and wonderful words have poured forth at those meetings. Poignant, funny, determined. Hear the echo of their voices from across the state, from that tiny mayor who stands tall in dynamic Houston. Stand up there. Over the assemblage of women of all ages and income, she said, "You are all beautiful people. You're my kind of people. You're my people." And from a would-be astronaut, let hear this. I'll tell you, stress beats boredom. Gail White.
La esposa del gobernador, White, Linda Gail White, lo va a presentar al gobernador para que haga el discurso. Principal en esta ocasión.
You're the first governor in our state's 148-year history to declare an official Woman in Texas Week. No previous governor has been so committed to closing the gaps and ending discrimination before now. And there isn't a father anywhere who is more sincere in doing everything he can to create a future in which equality in all walks of life isn't even a question our daughters will have to face when they grow up. I know that you are committed to seeing that our daughter, Elizabeth, grows up in a society with all the opportunities available to her as are available to her brothers. And I know also that you believe that we can all, through our continuing group efforts, build that future for all our daughters everywhere. And that's what this week has been about. So on behalf of all the women here tonight, I want to say thank you for the progress you've made. And let me add, don't stop now.
El gobernador de Texas, Mark White, va a comenzar a decir su discurso. Ya está en el podio. Va a leer su discurso. Fue introducido por su esposa, la señora Mark White.
And on behalf of my daughter, let me assure you that she's already assumed those responsibilities. You may wonder why we don't have a longer school day. I came home for dinner one evening and Elizabeth says, Daddy, what is this I've heard about a longer school day? Sorry, Ross. We're most appreciative tonight of the 30 Texas and national corporations, foundations, and individuals who have helped to underwrite the cost of this evening's presentation, honoring the first Texas Women's Hall of Fame. These corporations and businesses have taken a leadership role in our state to help promote the advancement of women. And I think these groups have proven by their examples, and hopefully examples to others, by promoting women to high-level management positions. Their financial support for this statewide recognition of outstanding women demonstrates their commitment to equal opportunity for all our citizens. I think you'll find their names listed in the program, and I wish you would give them a round of applause.